welcome to our new University of Lincoln Student Wellbeing podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Zoe. This podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months.
Today's show looks at something that everyone, not just students, will have to deal with at some point in their lives: difficult emotions.
It is perfectly natural to experience what we would often describe as negative or difficult emotions, such as anger, fear, shame, and guilt. But there is a general sense in society that having a positive and upbeat attitude is the only way to be. While it would be great if we all felt happy all of the time, let's face it, that's not really a realistic aim. Sometimes this focus on positivity can make you feel as if you're being negative, but you're just experiencing perfectly normal and natural emotions.
Feelings like anger and sadness are an important part of life. Accepting these emotions, experiencing them, and dealing with them effectively can help us improve our mental well-being. Sometimes we end up using unhelpful strategies to deal with emotions, for example using alcohol or excessive gaming as a distraction from painful and difficult feelings. While doing this occasionally may not be too problematic, strategies like these are not helpful in the long term. Negative emotions are difficult, but we can learn to handle them. Here are some steps you could follow to help you.
Step 1. Notice and identify your feelings. What emotions are you feeling right at that moment? At the same time, take notice of what your body is doing. It will be reacting in some way. Do you feel your heart racing, your temperature rising, or your muscles tensing, for example?
Try to name what you're feeling. For example,
I'm jealous when I see my ex with someone else. I'm angry that Joe and my group doesn't work.
I'm afraid of my housemate.
Don't hide how you feel from yourself. You might not want to tell other people how you feel, especially if they're the ones that are making you feel those emotions. But don't suppress your feelings completely. Acknowledge them. Naming how you feel is much better than pretending not to have it.
Know why you feel the way you do. For example,
the reason I feel jealous when I see my ex with someone else is because it reminds me I still have feelings for them.
That person in my group never does any work, but takes all the credit, so it makes me angry.
My housemate frightens me when they get drunk and shout a lot.
Don't blame. Being able to recognise your emotions isn't the same as blaming someone or something for the way you feel. There is a famous quote from Eleanor Roosevelt: "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Your ex probably isn't seeing someone else to hurt you, and the person in your group might not realise they're doing very little. Your housemate might not understand how loud they can be and the effect it is having on your household. How you feel comes from you. You are responsible for your feelings. You are feeling those feelings in order to make sense of your situation.
Accept all of your emotions as natural and understandable. Be kind to yourself. Don't judge yourself for how you're feeling. Acknowledging strong emotions and feelings can help you move on from something.
Step 2. Take action. Once you've processed how you're feeling, you can decide what to do next. Sometimes it's enough to acknowledge how you feel, but other times you might want to take action to express it in some way. If you want to express your emotion, think about the best way of doing this. For example, this might be the time to carefully confront someone else, or talk about how you feel with someone, or work off the feeling by doing something.
I'll hold my head up high when I see my ex, but when I'm back in my flat, I'll play sad songs and cry it out.
There's no point me showing Joe and my group how much he's got to me, but next time I'll avoid being in a group with him, or make sure I take the lead.
I feel I need to talk to my housemate, but it might be best I talk to the others I live with first to get some support in confronting them.
Learn how to change your mood. At some point, you'll want to move on from a negative mood into a more positive one. This can be a good thing, as dwelling too long on something negative can drag you down and make you feel worse. Try doing things that make you feel happier, even if you don't feel like it at the time.
Build positive emotions. These create a sense of happiness and well-being. Make a note of what makes you feel good in life. Focus on positives, feedback from tutors, experiences and tastes. Focusing on positives can shift your negative emotions into more positive ones.
Seek support if you feel you need to. Talk about how you feel with someone you trust or with a support service such as Student Wellbeing. This can help you explore your feelings and give you a fresh perspective on the situation.
Do something active. Exercise can promote positive mood and release negative emotions, reducing the buildup of stress. Getting outdoors and going for a brisk walk can help shake off the cobwebs.
Step 3. Get help. Sometimes, no matter what you do, you just can't shake off a difficult emotion or strong feeling. If you find yourself stuck in a deep feeling such as sadness or worry for a prolonged period of time and feel it's having an impact on your day-to-day life and studies, you may need extra help from a support service or your GP. Top tips for talking about your emotions.
Think about when and where. A quiet, safe space may be better than a busy, public space.
Are you ready to talk? It might be better to wait until you have control of your emotion before taking any action. This way you'll be able to think clearly and there'll be less chance of saying or doing something you might regret later.
Think about who you're talking with and consider their feelings. What is their emotional state? Are they the right person to talk to, and will they be able to give you the response you need?
Remember that talking about how you feel can be difficult and revealing emotions can be risky.
Confiding in others can be a difficult thing to do, but it can also strengthen your relationships.
And finally, a quick word on emotional resilience. This is the ability to be able to manage crises, difficulties, and unexpected changes in your life without feeling that your emotions are out of control and you're not able to cope. There are a number of things which can help you reinforce your emotional resilience.
See crises as challenges to overcome, not insurmountable problems.
Surround yourself with a supportive network of friends and family.
Accept that change is a part of life, not a disaster.
Take control and be decisive in difficult situations.
Nurture a positive view of yourself. Don't talk yourself down or focus on flaws.
Look for opportunities to improve yourself, a new challenge, social situation, or interest outside work. Set goals and plan ways to reach them.
Keep things in perspective. Learn from your mistakes and think long term.
Practice optimism and actively seek the good side of a bad situation.
Practice emotional awareness. Can you identify what you are feeling and why?
And look after yourself through healthy eating, exercise, sleep and relaxation.
Information given today can be found on our website, where you will also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check out our back catalogue online.
Thank you to our voice actors, Beck, Louise and Katie.